Republican delegate Will Moorfield of Tazewell wants to eliminate the personal income tax and the corporate income tax in some of the poorest parts of Virginia. But Laura Gorin at the Commonwealth Institute says that might not be the best way to help.
Bringing economic development to struggling areas of the state is certainly an important goal. Unfortunately, tax cut proposals are not the most effective way to do it. Struggling areas need fundamentals like better infrastructure and better schools.
Better infrastructure and better schools costs money, though, and Gorin estimates that eliminating the personal income tax for the 33 jurisdictions that have a poverty rate of more than 20%, that would cost about $1 billion. That's not even counting the hit to corporate tax income revenue. Delegate Moorfield says he might end up limiting the proposal to the 15 jurisdictions that have seen the highest population decline in recent years, which Gorin estimates will cost about $1.5 million in lost personal income tax revenue. But Hamilton Lombard of the Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service says population decline is probably not a good metric.
If you're going to focus on population decline, you're going to start throwing in places like Bath or Rappahannock, which are not necessarily poor counties, but have a fair amount of decline. And that's more to do with the age structure.
In a written statement, Moorfield says the poorest parts of Virginia require more than just the status quo for economic development. And he's urging his colleagues in the Virginia General Assembly to work toward a significant change in policy to make that happen. I'm Michael Pope.